need a break. Relax, grab a coffee, and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Good day to you all. Great to have your company this Wednesday afternoon. Well, spring is in the air, but still, that spring brings a whole lot of stress as well. So time to take 25, pour yourself a cuppa, sit down, relax, and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Kim, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
I've been everywhere, man, looking for someone who can please me, love me all night long. I've been everywhere, man. Searching for you, babe. Where have you been? 'Cause I never see you. Are you hiding from me? Somewhere in the yeah. looking for you, babe. Searching for you, babe.
Hey, what a great track to start the afternoon.
Absolutely.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. Yeah. Spring is in the air.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, gosh, hasn't chaos just kind of reigned? We've got the elections going on here in New Zealand. We've got stuff. I was going to say another word then. But we have stuff going on around
the world.
And it is just, it's chaos, isn't it, at the moment?
You know, it just drives me nuts. I mean, come on, people. Get over it.
Really? What are you wanting to get over?
This whole race situation is just, it just does my head in. You know, it's been how many years, centuries that we've been going on about the different colours of skin. Who cares? No, really, we are all human at the end of the day. Take away the outer layer and we all have hearts that beat, red blood. You know, I mean, does it matter what colour your skin is?
No.
It shouldn't.
No, exactly. And I think that's the word, it shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
But you're right. In this day and age, it still seems to.
Yes. And that is so sad, honestly. You know, when we've got so much else that we should be focusing on, like saving our friggin' planet, and, you know, here we are bickering about the different colours of skin and who has what right. I think we all have the right to stay on this planet.
I think so, and I think we all have the right to be able to do what, you know, to survive. We all have that common underlying theme, whoever we are, to survive and to feed our family and to put a roof over our family's head. I mean, that's a common thing every person has.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, that is everybody's right.
I mean, it's regardless of what colour your skin is. You know, we are all human. We're all in this together.
Yeah.
And the sooner we start acting like that and supporting each other and looking at each other with compassion rather than aggression, you know, things will change. Come from a space of love, people. That's why we're supposed to be here, is to look after each other and support each other. But doesn't seem that way with some people.
No, and I mean, gosh, what happened in and I'm presuming, you know, this is one of the reasons that you're thinking this way of what happened in America a couple of weeks ago as well at Charlottesville. And the rhetoric around that and the commentary from our chappy Trump.
I just get the shivers every time he says something because, honestly, he is just so unpredictable.
Yeah.
Whatever comes out of his mouth, you're just like, oh, what's happening now?
But often what comes out is what you believe, and that's the scary part, you know. It's obviously a belief he has,
That's the very scary part.
Yeah.
You know, that he's a man in charge of a massive country with lots of power behind him, and this is how he thinks.
Yeah.
It's just wrong in so many levels, you know. For us to still be going on, we 100 years ago, people were having the same issues.
Exactly. And I mean, it was even worse then, but you're right. When you think about today, it may not be as physical abuse, but mental abuse, that discrimination is there. So, and when I think about it, Kim, you come from a country where obviously racial segregation, which is well known across the world.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure that you see that maybe more so than what we do, where we kind of often have our rose-tinted glasses on and think, no, everybody's fine. But
everyone's not fine, unfortunately. And look, I was brought up in a town called Umtata, which is in the Transkei in South Africa, and they were the first to get independence in South Africa, the first state to get independence. And I've been brought up with different colours around me, and I've been brought up to never distinguish between a person just because of the colour of their skin. It's the person themselves. Whether you like them or not, it has nothing to do with the colour of their skin. And it's sad that not everybody has. I know John went back a few years ago when he went to see his mum. And he said that it was just really sad that nobody seemed to get along. Nobody liked each other. Everybody had something against, you know, like he said, it felt like the white people didn't like, you know, the Afrikaans and the English still had an issue. You know, the black Africans and the white people had an issue with each other. And the blacks against the blacks had an issue because they were different tribes. And, you know, he said it was just so sad to see that the issues were still continuing after all these years of us being away. It, you know, it sort of seems to continue.
And I suppose it's so ingrained, you know, it's passed down, these attitudes passed down, family, you know, you pass it down to the next generation, and there has to be somehow to stop that cycle. And, you know, again, this is me looking in and not understanding the whole situation, but, you know, when they stopped apartheid and that, you know, were saying that each organisation has to have this many people and this many people of the different races, you know, that was maybe at the time thinking this is a way that we can break that cycle. But then the challenges that came with that.
Well, that's it. Because now it felt like, you know, well, it was now reversed. You know, you're either too black or you're too white. And then you've got the poor people in between that are not black enough or not white enough. You know, it's like, oh, it just does my head in. You know, it doesn't matter what colour your skin is. It's the person you are. And if you can do the job, fantastic. And if you cannot do the job, well, then there will be somebody else that can. It doesn't matter what colour their skin is.
But I suppose that comes back down to even opportunities and education. Mm. And it starts right way back there, you know, because you can say, well, all right, so in my firm I have to have, okay, for want of another word, so many white people, so many black people, so many orange people, so many pink people, you know, to keep us all in work. But again, has everybody had that opportunity to be educated equally? And, you know, otherwise you're asking me to bring people into my organisation that don't have the skills I need.
Exactly.
So there's a challenge there while we're trying to break down those barriers and thinking, how can we break them down? Malaysia is also similar in its way with the three different groups there, and their organisations have said the same thing. But you're right, it starts way back at education, and do we have equal education? We see that even here in New Zealand still.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to be honest with ourselves. Does everybody get that equal education? Because when we do, and even thinking of how different people, and I'm not talking race here, I'm talking about how different people take in that information when they're educated, where some of us are more, you know, applied, some of us are more academic, and the ones that are more applied get left behind because we have one school system and we all have to fit into it.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work either.
No.
And so how can one system
give
people equal education?
Yeah, exactly. Well, John and I were chatting about it the other day, and someone that we read, or a webinar that we were on, where they said that everything has changed except the school system.
Isn't that interesting?
You sit at the desks and you have one teacher that is teaching a group of kids from various backgrounds, various abilities, one curriculum.
That's true.
And yet we think that we're progressing.
Hey, we have changed. Well, I remember having those desks. You each had your own desk.
Yes.
And it had a lid that opened.
Yes.
Yeah.
The wooden ones.
And you had your books
inside.
Books
inside, yes.
Yeah, and the teacher would come along and do a clean desk or tidy desk inspection, and you'd quickly try and shuffle your books into, you know, a good pile. Well, that's if you're like me. I know there were many students in the class that did have very tidy desks when those lids were opened. So we have shifted away from those.
We have.
But is that progress?
Well, no. We're still in the classroom. You know, and it's still, you know, follow the crowd. Don't, you know, don't disrupt. Don't be disruptive. Don't be too unique. Conform. Because this is the way we're teaching you, and this is what you need to learn.
And actually, when I was thinking of one of those policies that I think, oh gosh, am I going to get it right now? I think it was Labor about wanting to put driving in schools, teaching people how to drive. And I think, gosh, I think that's fantastic. And this is a practical thing. You know, we're not sitting in a classroom.
Yes.
There's a practical element to that.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, do we have enough space these days to do that practical stuff so that nobody gets left behind?
I think we need to make the space, because more and more, particularly in our line of work, people are not taught life skills. You know, the education system just does not have the time to teach life skills. You know, most of the schools just don't have the time. And unfortunately, it's left to the parents. And a lot of the parents have never been taught life skills either. So it gets left behind. And then the kids come out of school going, right, okay, I'm ready to face the world. Oh, here comes a challenge. Right, how do I deal with this? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know. And then they start getting stressed out, and stress becomes a factor of life. You know, and it's not rocket science. Life skills are not rocket science.
Yeah.
But if you're not taught them at an early age,
how do you know them?
How do you know them?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, a simple thing like catch yourself thinking.
Yeah.
What you think you become. Simple things like that. You know, where people are eventually at the age of 40, 50, at such a point in their life that they're frustrated, that they're not getting ahead, or things are keep holding them back. They don't know how to deal with the challenges effectively that they're facing. And they then find, you know, they need a counselor, or they need a coach, or they need somebody to help them deal with what's coming up. And it really would help our children to deal with whatever life throws at them, to help them realize that they are perfect just the way they are.
And yeah, actually, and we're just going to take a break because I've just got to try and remember enough information about the story that I was reading the other day. And it is a video of Papakura High School and telling their story. Uh-huh. And exactly, it's about how the community's not behind schooling and education. It was how the children were getting, you know, the whole culture of the school, and how the headmaster, do you still call them headmasters? Principals.
Yeah. Principals,
anyway,
headmaster.
The person in charge. How with himself and the students, how they're changing and taking control.
Good.
So let's have a wee break, and we'll be back shortly and just have a little bit more about the Papakura High School.
Labyrinth, come in.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shots and the ties for your makeup.
Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops, we're on a rampage. Bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you
gentlemen, what you're about to witness is no illusion. And now we got the bass banging from here to Buckingham Palace. They're all moving.
Hey Simon, we're picking them up, turning them psycho. Everybody rock, let's bring the house down. To rebel enough, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, you better run. Yeah!
Doing all nighters, no days off, gray hairs and a little girl with lost. I predict. Disturbing London, got the whole city panicking. I've been Nostradamus, this man is lit.
Yeah! I predict the last great up in here.
Well, if you've just joined us, as you know, once again, my memory has gone and I keep forgetting about these great stories I actually read. But it was called Under the Bridge, and just the little snippet that goes with it was, at the edge of the city, in the margins of society, a school and its students are fighting back. Under the Bridge is a story of a year inside their world, and there's a video that goes with that. We'll put that link up on our Facebook page because it was an amazing story. But you're right, it was about the obviously lower socioeconomic area. Well, maybe not anyway, a lower decile school. But the community had obviously got into that rut of, yeah, education's not important, whatever, whatever, people need to go out and work. So the whole community had kind of got into that, you know.
Slump.
Yeah. And so these children or these teenagers are fighting back.
Good on them.
And just bringing some great stuff into that school year, but also talking quite honestly, you know, of how they were feeling as well and what they're doing to get out of it. So, you know, yeah, a really interesting and inspiring story.
It's amazing. It just shows, you know, we've got such amazing youth and they have got so much talent and they are so clever, and we've just got to give them the opportunity to show that.
Yeah.
To be themselves, that it's okay to be yourself and to think differently and just go for it. Just go for it. You know, you don't have to conform to what used to be what everybody thought you had to be and had to do. If you are unique, we're all unique.
Yeah,
you
know? Absolutely.
It's teaching kids to celebrate that uniqueness and not quieten their voices.
But that's got to come from the top.
It does.
So if the education system doesn't allow it, then we'll all get hammered down and that uniqueness kind of beaten out of us. And, you know, that's the exciting thing about wherever we come from. We do come with that different thinking, those different ideas, those, you know, the different talents that we have, and that's what makes it a great world today. But, yeah, it's just shitty that I said it.
Whoops. Oh, you did.
It is. It's just crap, isn't it, that this stuff still goes on and people are not taken for who they are.
Yeah, it's based on the colour of their skin, and it really, that has no place in this world of ours today. It really does not.
Yeah, no, totally agree. And for our listeners out there, if you have any similar stories, you know, where you've faced discrimination or whether you've actually pulled somebody up on it, and, yeah, let us know. Just pop us a wee message on Facebook and yeah, share those stories.
Absolutely.
I think it's important. We're all people.
Yes.
And we all have something awesome to contribute.
Absolutely.
Well, that's it.
Wow.
One
fast.
Gone again.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys the same time, same place next week.
Is more than the typical kind of thing. Felt the Jones in my bones when you were touching me. Oh, oh, didn't wanna take it slow. In a daze, going crazy, can barely think. You're replaying in my brain, find it hard to sleep. Oh, oh, waiting for my phone to blow. In a sticky situation, got a little trouble, yep, and now I'm pacing. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, now it's been an hour. Don't wanna think too hard, but I'm sour. Oh-oh, I can't seem to let you go. See, I've been waiting all day for you to call me baby. So let's get on it, don't you leave me broken hearted tonight. Come on, that's right. What's the time? Such a crime, not a single word. Sipping on the Patron just to calm my nerves. Uh-oh, popping bottles by the phone. Oh, yeah. Had me up, had me down, turned me inside out. That's enough.
Call me